早安。哇，昨天我睡得很好。
Yesterday I slept really well.
不晓得为什么，其实我有很长一段时间，我的睡眠时间是够的，但是其实我是非常浅眠。
There was a period of time that I slept. The length is really good, but actually I was really shallow sleeping, so that wasn't very good quality.
但是我来到澳洲的第一天晚上，因为我有 Apple Watch， 它会测我所有的睡眠的每一个阶段。
So the first night arriving in Australia, I have a Apple Watch, so it monitors my sleeping.
是我这两年没有过这么深沉的睡眠。
For 2 years, I've never had such good quality of sleep ever. Yeah.
其实我昨天晚上睡得很短哦，我昨天晚上大概只有睡四个多钟头到五个钟头。
Last night only slept really short, only 4 hours or 5 hours.
但是 Apple Watch 给我的数字还是非常非常漂亮，是过去两年没有的。
Wow, and yet still the Apple Watch gave me a very good quality data that I had better than all 2 years in the past.
我感觉我应该要搬过来了。
I feel like I should move here to Australia.
所以感谢神，在这个地方我真的感受到那一个安息的力量跟神的大能就在这个地方。
I really feel like there's God's peace and also power and blessing here in this place.
所以今天我要跟你们分享的信息，我要延续昨天分享的。
So today's message is continuation of the message from yesterday.
那个 Brenda， 我刚刚 send 了一个 YouTube 给你，你帮我看看可不可以等一下放得出来 ，OK？ 所以当我们昨天在讲说神为什么要在埃及跟迦南中间去摆一个旷野
，So yesterday we explained why God put wilderness between Egypt and the promised land.
很多时候我们以为就是那个 location 就是这个长这个样子。
Oftentimes we think that the location is looks this way.
但实际上神是特别设计在其中。
But we didn't know actually God has a greater plan, had great purpose among it.
你们还记得昨天讲到埃及的思想其实就是那个伊甸园出来的咒诅。汗流满面才可以糊口。
Do you remember yesterday we mentioned how the mindset of Egypt is actually from the curse of Eden, and that is toiling and working hard to exchange.
我们看见了那两三百万人的以色列人，其实他们还是没有学会功课，所以他们最后没有出，他们出了埃及，但是却没有进到迦南。
So about 200,000 people of Israel, they have left Egypt, but they didn't really learn the lesson.
他们认为旷野拦阻了他们的命定。
It's as if the wilderness was their hindrances to the promised land.
就像今天很多的基督徒，我们都高举着困难拦阻大过了神。
It's like a lot of Christians nowadays that they lift and they look at the hindrances and the challenges, great more focus on that than God.
我想我今天绝对不是告诉你说，我觉得你的困难不重要。
Today I'm not telling you that your challenges and difficulties are not important.
因为我自己在这两三年里面，我的家庭面对极大的患难跟困难。
Because I want to share with you in my family around these past two years that my family faces a massive challenge.
但是当我开始有一个概念，知道旷野不是要来毁灭我，旷野是要来炼净我的时候。
But then when I realize that when the wilderness isn't to hinder me, but it's to help me.
我就做一个决定，我开始拥抱旷野。
I made the decision to embrace wilderness.
因为我知道我的命定在迦南。
Because I know my promised land.
我只要有知道有迦南在前面。
Is in front of me.
那我就赶快把旷野的功课学会。
Then I must quickly learn my lesson in the wilderness.
所以过去我们在面对旷野的时候，我们都觉得我们要能够躲就躲。
In the past, when we face wilderness, we try to avoid it.
而那不断的躲，其实就在一直在旷野里面打转。
But when we're avoiding it, we're actually wandering in the wilderness.
但如果我知道我的目的地是迦南的时候，我就赶快学会旷野的功课，我就要进迦南了。
If I know my destination is actually the promised land, then I know I need to quickly overcome this lesson in the wilderness.
当我们生命里面有一个清楚的标杆的时候，我们会向着标杆直跑。
If we have a very clear goal in our life, then we'll quickly go towards it.
但是我生命里面如果没有标杆的话，我就会一直在原地打转。早上起来，晚上睡觉，我就一直在打转，但我不知道我做了什么。
But if I don't have a clear goal for my life, then we're wandering while we're going circles. Waking up in the morning, I have no idea what I'm doing, and then going back to sleep.
所以其实有很多很富有的人，他其实不知道他的生命目的是什么。他虽然有，但是他就在那边打转。
There are actually a lot of wealthy people in this world. They have no goal of their life, and they're wandering. They're in circles.
所以他越打转，他就开始进到忧郁。 他在越达转，他就觉得没有盼望。他在越达转，他根本不知道他活着为什么。
So he's wandering in circles on the spot. They get depressed and they're clueless. They don't know what their life is all about.
所以记得回到昨天所讲的，所有一切神给我们的祝福，是为了能够结交朋友。
Remember yesterday we mentioned that every blessing that God has given us is for us to build relationships.
所有的关系是天国里面最重要的宝藏。
Relationships are treasures in God's kingdom.
因为在这地上所有的一切你都带不走，但你唯一能够带走的就是关系。有一天在天上永恒里面，你看到彼此的时候，有人会说，谢谢你曾经做我的朋友。
Because there's nothing in this world we can take away with us into the kingdom except relationships. So when we were in heaven, we can see each other and we see someone to come up to you that says, "Hey, because of you, I am in."
我不知道你们有没有听过一首英文的歌曲叫 Thank You.
I don't know if you heard a song. There's an English song that it's named Thank You.
到了天上的时候，他看到那个走过来是他的主日学老师。他说：“谢谢你曾经在我孩童的时候教导我。”
In the song, it talks about lyrics that a guy come to a person in heaven to say, "Hey, thank you. You were my Sunday school teacher. Because of you, I know Jesus."
然后过去几年，我开始跑许多许多的教会。
Past couple of years, I travel around and visit a lot of churches.
有一次我去到新竹礼堂，我讲完道之后，然后师母突然跑过来说：“你记得我是你的儿童主日学老师吗？”
I went to 新竹 Bread of Life, and I was preaching there, and the pastor's wife came up to me and said, "Hey, do you remember me? You were my Sunday school teacher."
我看到老师，我说：“老师好。”
I don't know, see you, say, "Oh, hello, teacher."
然后我住在山庄附近，山庄也有一个儿童主日学的老师。
And I was at the other Bread of Life in 山庄, and there's another teacher, Sunday school teacher too.
我每天早上七点钟，我要载我女儿去上课。
Every morning at 7, I ride my daughter to school.
我就看到老师在那边做早操。
And I see the teacher and he's exercising.
我很远就看到他，我说：“老师早。”
I see her from afar and say, "Hey, teacher, good morning."
你知道他们最大的满足，他们会讲说：“啊，那个训光训正信中啊，以前的乱七八糟跑来跑去。”
And then they'll say the Sunday school teachers, "Oh, back when they 信中训光 all these pastors when they were young, they were like running around."
哇，现在都变成我们教会的牧师，他们真的好棒哦。
Well, now they're like leaders in our church and they're amazing.
原来在我们在他们的生命里面，其实是可以来尊荣他们，让他们感受到满足的。
We can actually honor them and they feel so satisfied.
很多的时候那个关系就是这么的微妙。
And that is the beauty of relationships.
有一天我们在永恒的里面。
In eternity.
我们每一个人不知道到底会是用什么年纪在天堂里面。
I wonder how we'll show up in our age.
你知道我常常问人家问这个问题啊，就是说你会想要在你生命的哪一个年纪的样子然后在天上。
Sometimes I ask, like, just joke around and say, what do you wish that you would be? What age you want to be when you're in heaven?
你知道第一个想法都会想说要在我最年轻、最帅、最好看的时候。
Sometimes people say, "Oh, when I'm the most handsome, when I was the youngest."
但是当你在更多更多沉淀思想的话，你会最喜欢你现在的样子。
But after thinking and knowing yourself more, you like what you're like now.
因为可能多了一点皱纹，但是多了一些智慧。
Maybe you have a few more wrinkles, but you have much more wisdom.
可能多一些白发，但是更多的朋友。
Maybe you have a lot more white hair, but you have a lot more friends.
生命最大满足其实在这个时候。
And that's when you feel most fulfilled.
此时此刻。
Right here, right now.
是你生命里面最辉煌的时刻。
It's the most beautiful time of your life.
后面还有更美好的事。
And there's better things to come.
Enjoy right now.
But enjoy right now.
因为神把我们摆在一起。
Because God put us here together.
好不好转向你两边人说，我真开心能够跟你在一起。
Tell the person next to you, I'm so happy to see you here now.
当我们开始 appreciate 我们彼此的关系，
When we start to appreciate our relationships,
你才会看见神摆在他生命里面的宝藏。
Then you will see the treasure God placed inside that person.
当你看见他的宝藏
When you see the treasure,
你就会发现那个宝藏会祝福到你
That treasure will start to bless you.
但圣经里面形容说那个宝藏常常是藏在一个泥土地的下面
In the Bible, it describes a lot of times the treasures are hidden under the ground.
如果那个土地形容就是一个人的样子的话
，So if the soil is describing a person,
我们都是先看到那个泥土地之后，我们说我不要跟这个人交朋友。
You know, it might be like, oh, I see the person, I see the ground, oh, I don't want to be friends with them.
怎么那么多沙土，这么多灰尘，好脏哦
！Oh, there's a lot of dirt and sand. That's so dirty.
但是神说，如果你知道那个泥土下面有宝藏的话。
But if God says you understand this treasure,
你会赶快花钱把它买过来。
You will quickly spend your money to purchase the land.
你都希望别人不要看清楚这个东西。
You wish that no one can see the treasure, only you.
最后你挖出来的时候，宝藏是你的。
So then when you dig out the treasure, it belongs to you.
你知道天国的关系也是这样吗
？You know that's relationship of kingdom.
你一开始看见某个人的时候，说哦，这个人为什么要来我小组啊？
You might really see this person on the outside and say, oh, that person has come to my small group.
一个小组如果是十二个人的话
Remember, if it's small groups for 12 people?
一定有一个到两个你很讨厌的人
Maybe there's one or two people that you really hate.
如果都没有
if you don't,
可能你就是被讨厌的那个人
Maybe you're the annoying one.
好，开玩笑，然后开玩笑，要看看你们早上有没有清醒哈。
Just checking if you're awake.
好，所以通常我们会。通常我们会有一点不喜欢的，通常是因为他的生命里面有某些特质很像你家里面的人。
Ooh, if it's someone that you dislike, maybe they have some traits and characteristics that reflects to someone in your family.
可能你家里面有某些人，他们生命就是有某些事情让你一直不舒服，所以当你一看到别人有这些特质的时候，你就想要躲。
Maybe someone in your family that has this trait that you're really frustrated about, and then if someone else you have the similar trait, you will want to avoid.
而另外一种可能就是其实是正在反映你的生命，他的生命跟你生命很像，所以你不喜欢你自己。
Or maybe the person is very similar with you, and that you don't actually like yourself.
所以你知道吗？通常你的孩子里面一定有一个特别像你的。
You know what? Maybe most likely one of your children.
他应该被管教的也是最惨的。
Is much like you, and they need discipline just like you.
因为当你不喜欢你的时候，你也不喜欢你在他的身上彰显出来。
If you don't like yourself, then you don't like you manifesting in your child.
你知道，但是我做正好相反的事。
But I did something opposite.
当我看到我三个孩子里面有一个最像我的。
When I see my three children and there's one that's very similar to me.
我去拥抱他，告诉他你真是宝贝。
I want to embrace the person and say I love you. You are so precious.
你知道，当你去爱你最像你的那一刻的时候，你就开始爱你自己了。
If you love the person that's like you, you are starting to liking yourself.
所以当你在小组的里面，你看到你最不喜欢的那个人，你过去爱他的时候，你就开始爱你自己了。
If you have this person in your cell group that you don't really like, and you start to love that person, you also start to love yourself.
你可能以为小组的那个人是你的困境，其实他不是你的困境，他是你的祝福。
You might see that person as like, oh, that challenge in your small group. That person, in fact, might become your blessing.
如果你一直在挣扎，你说我不要这个旷野，这个人在我生命里面就像旷野一样，我想把他赶快拿走。
It's like as if this person is my wilderness in my life. Oh, if only that person's removed.
但是按照我们昨天所想的，我们拥抱这个旷野的时候，神就让我们出旷野去迦南。
Do remember yesterday's message? When we embrace the wilderness, God will graduate us to enter into the promised land.
所以神摆在教会里面的每一个人，没有是要来拦阻你的。
So God placed every single person in your small group and church is not to hinder you.
或许他正在提醒你，你正在埃及的思想里面需要离开。
Maybe God is using the person to remind you that you are in the wilderness thinking that you must leave.
可是你说，牧师，问题是他真的很讨厌。
You say, Pastor, but he's so annoying.
哇，他生命真的很多问题。
There's a lot of problem in his life.
牧师，你不知道，你认识他的话，你就不会喜欢他的。
Oh, if only you know the human person, you don't like him too.
如果我们还在用埃及的思想在判断每一个人的时候
，But if we have this mindset of Egypt judging
people, 我们认为不只是认为我们自己要做什么，我们才能换取什么，我们也认为别人应该要做什么，以至于他才配得换取什么。
We're not just only thinking ourselves what we need to do to earn, but we also view that person they need to earn me too.
所以我们又回到分别善恶不断。去判断我们周围的人。
We're back into the thinking of tree of the knowledge of good and evil, judging people.
神从来没有要我们判断我们周围的人。
No, God never asked us to judge people.
神要我们去爱他们。
God called us to love them.
爱是带着牺牲的。
Love is sacrificial.
所以不是你周围的人都让你觉得你很喜欢。
Not everyone you might like.
但是当你选择爱的时候，你会牺牲，你会发现另外一边也开始产生改变。
But if you choose to love sacrificially, you will realize the person will start to change. 因为爱是流动的东西。Because love is flowing.
当你一直给他笑脸的时候
，If you smile back,
他如果还是给你一个臭脸
，And then the person doesn't smile back.
你想他今天应该心情不好。
You might realize, oh yeah, maybe the person is not having a good day.
但是我还是对你微笑。
But I choose to smile at you.
因为我的天父天天都对我微笑。
Because my heavenly Father smiles at me every
day. 我每次看到天父对我微笑的时候
，Every time when my heavenly Father smiles at me,
我就选择要对你微笑。
I choose to smile at you.
你可以管理你自己。
You can manage yourself.
这一生你只能管你自己。
This whole entire life, you can only manage yourself.
你没有权柄管理别人。
You have no authority to manage someone else.
你知道世界不断的教导我们一个治理的原则，就是我们要去管理所有我们权柄以下的人。
You know, the world teaches us that we will exercise authority to manage everyone under me.
但是神从来没有这样教过我们。
But God never taught us that way.
神说生养众多，遍满地面，并且治理这地。
God said, be fruitful and multiply and manage the world, reign.
但他没有说要去治理人。
But He never said to manage humans.
所以有时候我们会错误的认为我的家庭我的妻子就是我管辖的我的孩子就是我管辖的
Sometimes we have the wrong mindset that my wife, my child, I need to manage them.
所以他们要听我的
They must listen to me.
你错了你完全学错了
You're wrong. You're completely wrong.
他们是神给你的礼物
They are gift from God to you.
那你有珍惜这个礼物吗
Are you valuing it?
如果你珍惜这个礼物的话，你会把他们一直捧在你的手心上。
If you value the gift of God, you will take care of them.
你会害怕他们不小心受伤。
You'll be afraid that they're wounded.
你绝对不会辖制你的孩子，希望他为要完成你过去没有完成的梦想。
You will not control and use your child to accomplish the dream that you never get to fulfill.
你不会告诉他说你非要做什么不可。
You will not say you must do this.
而你会问他说你想要做什么。
You will ask them, what do you want?
我想要用我的能力来成全你想要做什么。
And I want to use my ability to fulfill your
如果神给我更多的资源，我为了要建立关系，我要成全你要做什么。
If God has given me more resources, then I want to bless this relationship and fulfill you.
他们就看见他们的父母是这样成全他们的时候。
And then when the child see how the parents are helping fulfilling them.
他们从小就被训练成为一个不是掠夺者，而是一个拥抱者。
And as growing up, they're trained.To embrace and helping people rather than taking advantage of people.
这个世界有太多的掠夺者，不断掠夺别人的生命来成全自己。
In the world, there's too many people. They want to take advantage of others to fulfill themselves.
那你可以想象，如果孩子他从来没有经历过被别人掠夺，而总是感受到非常被爱的话，他会不会是成为一个慷慨给予的人
？Imagine the child growing up never being taken advantage of, rather being so generously loving, given to. They will be generous too.
我们的孩子，每一年我们都会送他们生日礼物，然后也会有圣诞节礼物。
Every year, I will give my children birthday presents as well as Christmas presents.
这是比较大的节日我们会做的。
These are the two big celebrations that we will do.
但实际上，我每一次去任何地方，他们都一定有礼物。
But actually, every time when I travel, they will have presents.
所以我常跟他们讲说，为什么圣诞节也可以有礼物？因为是耶稣的生日，是他的生日，但是你有礼物。
Explain to them Christmas. Why do you have presents for Christmas? Because it's Jesus' birthday.
So they are very much excited for Christmas because they want to celebrate Jesus' birthday. They also have
presents. And they always look forward to Christmas because we're celebrating Jesus' birthday, and they get presents.
You know, when we give them presents, give to a certain level, you ask them, "I remember the first 10 years, they would say, 'Next year, I want what present?'"
So we're giving presents to a point that I remember. For 10 years, we ask them what they want. They know what they want next year.
这几年他们完全不知道要什么了。
Now to a point, they don't know what they want.
因为他们什么都有了。
Because they have everything they wanted.
你知道天上的爸爸就是这样子，要倾倒一切到你都不晓得该怎么求了。
You know, Heavenly Father's like that. He want to pour out his love to a point you don't know what you want anymore.
你会有一个极大的安全感，是原来爸爸已经给了我一切，我还有什么好求的呢
？You're so secure that you're like, oh my God, provided everything I need. What else do I need to ask of Him?
当我不再为我自己求的时候，我一定会看到我周围的人他的需要，我开始为他求。
And when I stop asking what do I want, I will start to see what other people need.
一个成熟的基督徒，他 always 看见的是别人的需要，而不再是自己的需要。
A mature Christian will always see the need of those around him rather than what I need.
因为你被满足到一个程度的时候，你会开始看见别人，而不再看自己。
When you are satisfied to a point that you will see the need of others and your eyes won't be on yourself all the time.
我还记得我小时候，因为我从小在教会长大。
I grew up in church.
我从小的祷告都是：爸爸，我要什么？爸爸，你可以帮助我什么吗？我考试没有念书，你可以帮我 pass 吗？
When I'm growing up, my prayers are like, God, can you help me? Heavenly Father, I need to pass my exam. I didn't study.
但是当我的生命越来越成熟的时候，我开始都不再为我自己求了。
But as I mature, I realize my prayers are not asking for myself.
因为我知道所有的一切他已经供应给我。
Because I know he already provided everything I needed.
我不需要为明天忧虑。
I don't need to worry for tomorrow.
我只注重在专注在神的国。
I only focus on his kingdom.
我看到有需要的人。
I see the need of others.
走到他们的生命里面，给予你所能够给予的。
I walk into their lives and give what I can give.
我相信有一天我们到天上的时候
，One day when we go into heaven,
我们会有很多朋友。
We will have lots of friends there.
他们会围绕着你。
They will surround you.
不断的拥抱你，谢谢你曾经在他们生命当中所做的。
They will embrace you and thank you for what you have done into their lives.
他们会非常兴奋，不断的在你旁边开 party.
They were so excited and keep having parties around you.
你知道在天堂开 party 多开心吗
？You know how happy it is to have party in heaven.
24小时 non-stop
24-7 non-stop
你喜欢什么音乐
what music do you love
天上就会放什么音乐
playing what music
Don'ts 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 Don'ts
Don'ts Don'ts Don'ts
你知道天上就在开 party
Yeah, there's party in heaven
那就是天堂
And that is heaven
在那个地方神与你同行
God walks with you
在永恒的里面
In eternity,
不再有眼泪
no more tears,
不再有忧伤
no more sadness,
不再有病痛
no more sickness,
在那个地方我们与永恒的神在一起
We will be with him in eternity forever
我想那是最伟大的 party
And that's the greatest party
这是地上没有一个聚集可以像天上一样
There's no gathering on earth can ever compare to that party
所以今天我们是不是能够开始把我们的 paradigm 有些 shift
So can we have paradigm shift today?
我们是不是开始可以注重天上的事胜过在地上的事
Can we value the happenings of the heaven rather than the earthly things?
但是一定要把天上的思维带到地上来
Also can we bring the thinking of the heaven to earth?
这就是主导文里面讲的愿你的国降临
And that is the prayer of Jesus says,
愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上
May your kingdom come, may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven
如果天上都是这样的开 party
If the heavenly be, having parties
碰一下你旁边人说那你今天开心一点吗
Tell the person next to you, you should cheer up a bit. Cheer up a bit. People are happy.
在你跟你旁边人说在教会里面不要这么严肃啊
Tell the person next to you in the church, don't be so serious. Don't be so serious in church.
哦，我小时候去教会的时候你知道都要穿得很正式然后走进去好严肃的哈利路亚然后我们小时候就拿着诗班，然后就拿着哈利路亚。那爸爸说笑笑笑，因为爸爸是执事嘛，他都在前面笑，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。
Growing up, it's just so serious. I have to wear very nice clothes and behave really well, and opening up the song booklets and I have to sing Hallelujah. And then my dad's like the leaders, and he was like smile, smile, I have to smile and sing.
然后聚完会之后，爸爸还会讲说，下次啊要站直一点。
And then after church, my dad will come to me and say, "Stand up taller next time."
很多的时候，我们就因此一个宗教思想就进来了。
And a lot of times because of this religious mindset enter into us.
所以在我那个年代，所有的 PK， 也就是牧师的孩子都很辛苦。
So back in my time, PKs at my age were all very difficult.
因为所有会友都盯着他们看。
Because all the whole congregation is looking at them.
然后爸爸妈妈就很难做。
And then it's very challenging to be parents too.
哎，你以后可以乖一点吗？因为所有人都在看你们。
I tell the kid, please behave, because everyone's looking at you.
然后我从小就告诉我的孩子，所有人都在看你们。
I'll tell my kid, everyone's looking at you.
你想做什么就做什么。
So do whatever you want.
所以我就站在台上。
So I'll stand on stage.
我告诉我所有的会友。
I'll tell my congregation.
他们也是人。
They're all humans too.
他们是神给我的宝，这个礼物。
They are a gift from God to me.
你们如果爱我的话，请你爱他们。
If you love me, please love my children.
他们如果不乖的话
，If they're naughty,
你可以来告诉我。
Please tell me.
我会来教导他们。
I will teach them.
但是，请你们能够更多的爱他们。
But please love them more.
因为被呼召的是我，
Because、
不是他们。
I'm the one that's called, not my children.
所以，在这个过程里面，他们一定会有他们生命需要经过的历练。
And of course, they have process and the lessons that they need to learn.
但是神会亲自教他们。
But God is their God will teach them.
你知道我们的会友爱我们到一个程度。
You know my congregation loves me to a point.
他看到我们的孩子总是过去拥抱他们。
So then when they see my children, they will always embrace them.
总是告诉他们你们有多好。
We'll keep telling them you are so good.
他们甚至为他们祷告先知性的语言。
They will pray and even prophesy over them.
为他们祝福。
To bless them.
然后告诉他们他们的父母亲有多伟大。
And keep telling them, oh, your parents are so good.
怎么样为神国摆上。
Well, how much they've given to the kingdom of God.
所以我们孩子从小就是在这个被爱的里面长大。
So my children I grew up with is this kind of love.
他们常常问我说，为什么人家都说 PK 很可怜，我们 PK 过得这么爽。
And look, my kids will ask me, a lot of people say PKs are really sad, but I'm so happy.
我从来没有叫他们服侍过。
I've never asked my kids to serve.
但是他们现在成为敬拜团，成为儿童主日学的老师。
But they're now serving and worshiping in Sunday schools.
他们说：“爸爸，你要这样做，我也想要服侍我的 generation。”
And then they see my dad, you're serving, and I want to serve my generation too.
我看到你这么样爱他们，我也想要爱我们的 generation.
And I see that you love your people. I want to also love my generation.
所以我每个礼拜想要去练团，你可以早一点带我去教会，我要去练敬拜团吗？
And then I said, Dad, I need a practice for the worship team. Please take me to church earlier.
然后他在准备儿童主日学的故事的时候，
and they're preparing the stories for the Sunday school.
他说：“爸爸，那你这样你会怎么讲？”
And they even asked me, how would you say it, Dad?
我从来不告诉他们要怎么讲。
I never tell them how I'll say it.
我说：“那你有什么想法？”
I asked, what do you think?
当他们讲出来的时候，
and when they said it,
我说：“这就是一篇道哎。”
And I said, that's amazing, you're so good.
这是你生命真正的经历哎。
That's your life story.
我觉得太棒，你一定会讲得很好。
And I said, that's great, you're going to do great.
今年我五十岁生日。
This year it's my 50th birthday. he looks so young.
我们有非常多的好朋友都一起到一个餐厅来为我过生日。
I had a massive group of friends who came together and celebrated my birthday.
我的三个孩子在最后压轴的时候就出来。
And then my three kids, and then the climax, surprise, they come out.
我不知道他们要干嘛。
I didn't know what they're doing.
结果我的儿子那时候十岁，他就拿了一封信说。爸爸，我要念给你听。
My son was 10-year-old at that time and said, "I have a letter. I want to read it to you."
他念了第一句话，亲爱的 Daddy， 他就哭了。
He said he read the first line, "Dear Dad," and then he started crying.
他一哭，主持人就紧张。你知道，我的，因为我在带艺人，就是在台湾是在带艺人小组。
So, and back in Taiwan, I minister. One of the people I minister to are idols, stars, celebrities.
所以，当天的主持人其实是我从小，她十六岁我就带她，是那个吴宗宪的女儿。
The MC of that day is one of the celebrities who pastored her since she was 16.
她现在也是一个很有名的主持人，叫 Sandy.
She's a very famous MC in Taiwan. Her name is Sandy.
她在那时候一看到这个状况的时候，她不知道该怎么解决，她就说：“弟弟，你是不是很紧张？”
So when she saw him crying, she got nervous. So she said, "Are you nervous?"
但是我知道我的这个孩子，我很认识他，他从来不紧张。
I know my child; he never gets nervous.
所以他在哭的过程里面的时候，周爸爸就开始哭了。
When he started to cry, Pastor Zhou started to cry too.
当周爸爸是我的属灵父亲。
Pastor Zhou is my spiritual father.
当他哭的时候，他就给我一个眼神，然后他看着我，他就哭。
And Pastor Joe was crying, and then he made eye contact with me.
我就跟 Sandy 说，他不是紧张，没关系，让他在那这个状态。
I quickly tell Sandy, "Hey, it's okay. He's not nervous. He just let him be."
后来他念了整封信，我全部都听不懂。
And then when he read the whole entire letter,
因为他一直哽咽的，所以他念了之后，然后我不知道里面写什么东西。
He read the whole letter. I have no idea what he's talking about because he keep crying and like struggle to talk.
然后之后我的两个女儿就唱了一首他们写给我的歌。
And then my two daughters sang a song that they've written for me.
他们从小就学音乐。
They've learned music growing up.
我们从来没有限制要他们一定要做什么。
I never limited them what they must do.
所以我的大女儿会钢琴，会小提琴，会吉他。
So my eldest daughter knows piano, guitar and violin.
而且他们还跟金曲的作曲，因为我在牧养这些人嘛，所以金曲的制作人还教他们怎么写歌。
And because the people I minister to, celebrities and musicians, they also taught her how to produce music.
所以他们就写出了那首歌，在其实那个里面有非常多的艺人都在这个生日 party 里面。
And at that party, there was a lot of celebrities and musicians. They play the song.
然后这些人就开始流眼泪。
And everyone started to cry too.
只有我没流眼泪。
Only I didn't cry.
我太太就说：“你怎么这么冷血
？”My wife is like, "Why are you so cold?"
我跟她讲：“因为我好紧张。
”Because I'm so nervous.
所以我回到家里面，我才去看那封信跟
听那首歌里面所有的歌词。
It wasn't until I get home that I read the letters and the lyrics of the songs.
之后我就哭了。
And then I cried.
里面有太多在这十几年里面我们生命的点点滴滴。
There's so many details and memories of the 10 years.
他们生命里面全然都是感恩。
And all their life, they're just saying thank you.
他们谢谢我每一天早上送他们，晚上接他们，睡前带他们祷告。
They say thank you for taking them daily to school and pick them up after school, and also every night that I pray with them.
我总是教导他们勇敢的去冒险。
And I always encourage them, go be courageous and take adventures.
可能你会非常的害怕。
You might be scared.
但是害怕不能拦阻我们的命定。
But being scared isn't going to hinder your destiny.
试试看是最好的方法。
Try it out, and that's the best strategy.
可能不一定会成功。
You might not succeed.
但是成功不是我的目的。
But succeed isn't our goal.
神教导我要冒险。
God teaches us to take.
勇敢的去冒险，就会看到新的契机。
If we're willing to take risks, then we will see new breakthroughs.
但永远面对挑战就在你面前的时候，你选择逃避的话，那就是你的旷野。
If you see challenge and you choose to just ignore it and run away, then you are staying in wilderness.
所以当我不断在教导孩子们要长成这样子的时候
，So when I keep teaching the children to do this,
现在他们竟然已经青少年，我都不敢相信。
And they're already teens now. I can't believe it.
他们就开始为着他们的下一代努力。
And they rise up and start to bless their generation.
他们开始带领下一代。
They're leading the next generation.
所有我们的主日学老师都。不可思议，我们的孩子可以这样的成熟带领下一代。
So all our Sunday school teachers were so surprised that these children are, my children are so mature and leading the next generation.
所以每一次我跟主日学老师一两个月会跟他们开会一次的时候，他们都说你们的孩子鼓励了我们。
Every one month or 2 months, I'll have meetings with the Sunday school teachers, and they always tell me your children encouraged me.
他们甚至会说你们的孩子辅导了我们。
They will often say like your children actually counsel us.
然后他说他们他会说我的孩子是他们的国中辅导，因为孩子只有国中。
Oh, they would say my children they're only like junior high schoolers, but they are counselors.
而在这些过程里面的时候，我从来不会跟他们讲说，哇，你这样子很好哎，然后呢，你就是要常常教导他们说，没有，我从来不跟他们讲这种话。
And I don't tell my kids that, oh, you're doing good.
他们非常自在的做自己，跟这些成人们有祷告会。
That they just be themselves, even with adults prayer meetings, they're just themselves.
我还记得我去有一次办我们在这个青年的呐喊特会，就是青年的营会。
There were a youth conference.
有大概2000人在那边。
About 2,000 people.
我在告诉他们灵魂的重要。
I was telling and preaching and say this, how precious are the souls.
我们现在要去得着灵魂。
We must go and get win souls.
哇，所有下面的年轻人都哭着冲到台前来。
And the young people are just crying and they come to rush to the altar.
然后呢，我回到家之后，我的手机里面就出现了训政牧师啊，或者是我们所有同工的他们的孩子们说，信中阿贝好帅。
And then I see the messages when I get home, the phone messages. The children of all the other pastors, they said, "Oh, Uncle Timothy, so cool."
然后训政牧师他们就又传讯来跟我讲说，你到底做了什么？因为他们不在现场，你到底做了什么让我们的孩子觉得你好帅？
And then my friends will ask me, "What did you do that my kids say you're so cool?"
我说我没做什么啊。
I said I didn't do anything.
他们就跑去问我的孩子。
So they ask my children,
你爸爸那天帅不帅？
Is your dad really cool that day?
他们说他每天在家都是这个样子。
He's very cool every day.
意思就是我在台上的样子跟我在台下没有不一样。
That means I'm the same person on stage as I am off stage.
他在台上看见的我跟他在家里看见的我是一模一样的。
The man that they see on stage is the same man that they see at home.
所以可能外人会认为的，哇，这个好厉害，好帅的时候，其实我在家就一直那么帅。
Someone outsider says, "Wow, you're so cool on stage," and then I'm actually very cool every day.
因为我们不能做两种人。
Because we must not become two-faced.
当我们成为基督徒之后，我们需要真诚的让人看见我们是什么样的人。
When we're Christians, we must be true and honest and authentic in ourselves.
我们必须要真实的在人面前，我们有软弱，我们就承认我们的软弱。
When we are among people, if we have weakness, to admit, "I have weakness."
我们不能为了一个宗教，我们就会告诉那些人说：“哦，我跟你讲哦，你得到耶稣之后，你会充满能力。”
We can't be religious reasons to say, oh, believe in Jesus and you'll be filled with power.
这句话绝对是对的。
Yes, that's correct.
但是你正在面对困难。
But you're facing challenges.
但是你不让他看见你的困难。
But you don't let them see your challenges.
有一天他就觉得你是在天上飘的人。
So they think like, oh, you just float in heaven.
我永远不会达到你的程度。
I will never be like you.
因为你天天讲的东西都是一个有信心就能够胜过。
Because every day you say, oh, have faith and you'll overcome.
但我会告诉他们，我有时候我还差点信心不足，都没办法胜过。
And then I will tell them really honestly, there are times when I feel weak that I can't, almost unable to overcome.
我还记得我的我太太的表妹的先生 ，I don't know 叫什么，
I'm lost.
叫表妹夫好了。
Relatives of someone's husband.
Okay. 他在教会聚会了二十年。
So the person is going to church for 20 years.
他都没有受洗。
Never baptized.
有后来因为他不在我们教会，有一天我就问他说，为什么你牧道了二十年，你都不要受洗
？And I asked him, why did you go to church for 20 years, and why are you not getting baptized?
他说，因为基督徒都非常神圣。
Oh, because Christians are so holy.
但是我现在还是会犯罪。
And I still sin.
所以呢，我每次看到他们，我觉得我不配去受洗。
And I see that all that I'm so unworthy to be.
我没有办法去受洗。
I can't be baptized.
那一天晚上，我就告诉他我做了多少的坏事。
And then that night, I tell them how much sin I've done.
我就告诉他我的心里面还有多少的黑暗。
I tell him how much darkness is in my mind.
他整个傻掉看着我。
He's so shocked. Look at me.
他说你是我看过最诚实的牧师。
He said you are the most honest pastors I've ever met.
他隔了一个礼拜，我就帮他受洗了。
A week later, he got baptized.
弟兄姐妹，你不是因为你配得，所以你可以去受洗。
Brothers and sisters, not because you're worthy that you can go to be baptized.
正是你不配得，所以你需要来到领受这个救恩。
It's because you can't and you are unworthy, and therefore you need to receive this salvation grace.
今天下午有好像有十一个人要受洗。
This afternoon, have 11 people getting baptized?
我鼓励可能会有更多的人。
Maybe there's more.
不是因为你配得，你可以受洗。
Not because you're worthy, you can be baptized.
就是因为你不配得，你需要他的拯救，所以你要来到他的面前。
It's because you're not worthy, and therefore we need his mercy and his grace.
那今天晚上，今天下午我会跟 Michael 一起为大家来施洗。
So this afternoon, Michael and I will be baptizing people.
我在台湾听到这件事情的时候，我就想说，会不会太冷了一点
？When I was in Taiwan receiving the message, I was worried that maybe it will be too cold.
所以我有带潜水衣来。
So I have well-equipped clothing.
因为要受洗十一个人，我怕我在里面已经冻僵了。
I'm worried that baptizing 11 people, I might get too cold in the water.
所以可能今天不只是十一个人受洗，可能有更多的人，我要欢迎你来受洗。
Maybe there's more than 11 people, and if you want to be baptized, I encourage and I welcome you.
你要来接受这一生你最美好的事情。
You must receive the greatest gift for your life.
就是不是在靠你的努力，是靠这位神，他能够恢复起初创造你的样子。
Because it's not according to your effort, but His grace that He can restore you.
而我只要在他面前承认我全然不行，我需要你。
All I need to do is admit in front of Him to say, I can't do it, I need you.
所以我的受洗是我要跟你同死，以至于我可以同复活，不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
Baptism is I will die with you and I will rise with you, and it was no longer I who live, but you live in me.
这是我人生里面做过最美好的决定。
That's the most beautiful decision I've ever made in my whole entire life.
就是不再靠我自己活了。
To not live by my own effort.
我要跟随神而活。
But I will love, follow Him.
所以今天，如果你愿意接受耶稣基督成为你个人的救主及生命的主
，So today, if you want to receive Jesus as your personal Christ and Savior.
今天我下午我就邀请你勇敢的就报名受洗了。
So this afternoon, I encourage you to be brave and say, I want to be baptized.
因为我应该不会常来。
Because I'm not here often.
所以如果我可以为你受洗，我觉得这是一个对我来讲非常非常 appreciate。
If you want to be baptized, it would be my honor, I would be privileged to do that for you.
你知道我这一堂其实从来所有我刚刚讲的东西都没有在这个信息的里面。
You know everything I said just then, it wasn't what I prepared.
所以我不知道现在时间是我还可以再讲多久。
So I don't know how much time I can preach.
我这一堂应该要到几点？十点对吧？四十五，现在是多少？哇，好啊，我们来试试看。OK， 我最喜欢一段经文，在希伯来书第十一章第六节。
I have a favorite Bible verse in Hebrews.
我念给大家听，有这段经文可以帮我打出来吗
？It's in the PowerPoint.
OK， 大家一起来念。
Let's read together.
人非有信， 就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him.
你知道这个地方讲到的其实是像一个方程式一样。
So this is like a formula.
当他讲到信心的时候，是有两件事情。
So when He talks about faith, there's two things.
但是我们通常都只停留在第一件事情而已。
Often we were just stuck in the first one.
就是信有神。
And that is to believe there is God.
但是普遍的人不相信。他能够赏赐那寻求他的人。
The majority of the people doesn't believe that he blesses those who seek him.
但是这两个东西摆在一起才叫做有信心而能够讨神喜悦。
But it's the two together is the one with faith and it pleases God.
可能你还没有听 很懂我在讲的东西。
I don't know if this makes sense to you.
我想要把它再白话一点。
Let me just explain it in plain language.
就是我们每一个人都相信2000年前耶稣为我们死而且又复活。
So we all believe that 2,000 years ago that yes, Jesus came and he died for us and took our sin.
所以我们都信有神。
We all believe, yes, Jesus exists.
但是我们不信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Yet we do not believe that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
所以我们常常又会回到埃及的思想，认为说，即使我相信了神之后，我还是要努力去赚取。
So that's why we went back into the concept of Egypt, that we have to earn and toil.
我努力的服侍，努力的读经，以至于我可以赚取他来爱我。
I have to work really hard, I have to serve, I have to read the Bible so that I can earn His approval.
但是他爱你是无条件的。
But He loves you unconditionally.
跟你的长相无关。
Has nothing to do with your look.
跟你做得多好无关。
Has nothing to do with your performance.
跟你犯了多少罪无关。
Has nothing to do with your sins.
他爱你是在你还做罪人的时候就为你死。
He loves you while you were still sinners.
他的爱就在此显明了。
And that reveals His love.
他爱我们到一个程度，不是你现在要做什么。
He loves you to a point that doesn't matter what you do.
你知道有很多的基督徒在还未信主之前呢，就是。来到教会，大家说：“哇、哦，你要相信耶稣，好的无比。”
There's a lot of people who first enter church and say, "Oh, I love Jesus. Come and know Jesus. He's so good."
他好像拿到一个好大的礼物，他好开心，大家都欢迎他。
He's like, "Oh, that's such a good gift. Everyone's so welcoming."
然后就他一下去受洗完起来
，and then the moment he's baptizing up，
突然感觉他变成另外一种奴隶
，and then he becomes another slave.
要参加教会
，have to go to church.
要带小组
，have to lead a cell group.
要读经
，read Bible.
要祷告。
Prayer.
要做 好行为
have to do good.
要做所有的善事
have to do all the kind
突然间就说蛤我白白就领受了
I freely receive salvation
我现在却要努力的赚取
and now I have to work really hard
到神的面前
to come before him
你又把埃及思想带到你的信仰里面了
you actually pick up the mindset of Egypt
你怎么得救的
how did you got saved
你就怎么样享受神
it's actually how you will enjoy God
而为什么会去读经
why would you read the Bible
为什么会去祷告
why would you pray
为什么要去参加聚会
why would you go to meetings
不是因为要换取他的爱
not to exchange earn his love
而是因为你感受他无限的爱
is because you already feel his love
爱到一种程度
to a point
你想要回应他
you want to respond
这种回应是因你自发性的想要回应
this response is natural response from you to God
所以你服侍的时候你站在教会的门口你会说 welcome home
So you'll stand in front of the church and say, "Welcome home."
你有没有看过有一些招待同工说，欢迎回家
？Have you seen ushers in front of the church? Hey, welcome.
然后呢，进到教会里面，旁边那个人，哦、你来了。
And then you come into the church, the person standing next to you, "Oh, you're here."
你知道，你就可以感受到，其实他没有那么想要服侍。
You can feel the person's not very keen to serve.
因为他总是想要做来讨取神的喜悦。
Because he's doing to earn God's favor.
他没有办法相信神赏赐那寻求他的人。
He's unable to believe that God rewards those who earnestly seek him.
当我们面对我们生命患难的时候，可能我们生病了。
Maybe we're facing a wilderness, a challenge that we got sick.
可能面对财务的挑战。
Maybe it was a financial struggle.
可能我们在工作上面经历了一些挑战。
Maybe it was some challenge in the work.
我们能够相信耶稣2000年前所做的
Can we believe that what Jesus did 2000 years ago
就在现在
Happening now
断开你的疾病
Break out my sin
使你的财务困境完全的突破
Break out my illness and my
使你的家庭关系完全的恢复
My family restored
你知道信心都是 right now
You know who faith is right now
信心是一个即刻性的回应
Faith is responding right now
那个即刻性的回应它就会带来整个的改变
It brings transformation and changes
很多的时候我们只相信
2000年前的这位神。
A lot of times we only believe Jesus 2000 years ago.
我们却不相信他已经跨过2000年，就在此时此刻，在你的生命里面要做奇妙的事。
And we can't believe that he can pass through the time and even right here, right now, he can do the miraculous in your life.
所以真正的信心不是只是相信曾经有过这位神。
So true faith isn't just yes, believe that he exists 2000 years ago.
而是相信现在我的任何的需要，这位神都可以彰显在我的需要上面。
Yet to believe that right here, right now, that he can do the miraculous in my life right now.
这就是为什么我们开始敢办医治布道会。
That's why we have the courage to have healing evangelists.
过去我们的长辈都告诉我们说，你要进食，你要祷告，你要不断的求，然后呢 ，maybe 有人会得医治。
In the past, where our spiritual generations before us says, you must have fast, you must prepare to, and then pray for people, and maybe they'll get healed.
但在2012年的时候，我决定开始要办医治布道会。
But in 2021, I decided to have healing evangelism events.
不是我的信心比别人大。
Not because I have greater faith than others.
但是因为我从小我在长大的过程里面，台湾只有不到2%的基督徒。
When I was growing up in Taiwan, there's only less than 2% of Christians in Taiwan.
所以我在念小学的时候，一个班四十几个人的时候，代表着要两个班可能才会还不到，才一个到接近两个的基督徒。
So growing up at school with a classmate of 40 people, we need two classes of 80 people, and maybe have one Christian, maybe.
然后主日学老师教导我们要歇饭祷告。
And then the Sunday school teacher will teach us, oh, we must say grace.
所以每一次要吃中餐的时候，不是蒸便当吗？然后摆在前面。
And then we'll have lunch at school to eat.
眼睛闭起来，谢谢耶稣。
And I close my eyes and pray.
给我这么好吃的鸡腿。
Give me such good chicken leg.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
眼睛张开来，鸡腿不见了。
And my chicken leg is gone.
想说没关系，好，还是把饭吃掉。
I said, oh, it's okay, I'll just eat my lunch.
隔一天，我又在，又是我的饭摆在前面。
And the next day as well, my lunch in front of me.
我再次谢谢耶稣。
I close my eyes and I thank Jesus.
我打开眼睛。
Open my eyes.
便当不见了。
And my lunch is gone.
后来我找到我的便当在垃圾桶里面。
And I found my lunch, it's in the rubbish bin.
为义受逼迫，在我小时候就经历了。
Persecution because of righteousness, I experienced it growing up.
因为全班没有是基督徒，只有我一个。
Because there's no Christian in my school, in my class.
他们觉得你很好笑哎。
They will laugh at me.
你为什么要吃饭时要祷告
？Why are you praying before your lunch?
我说因为耶稣赐给我饭吃啊。
Because Jesus gave me lunch.
他说耶稣，你叫他现在出来，我就相信你。
And then they'll say, "Tell me, well, show me Jesus." And then if he shows up, I'll believe you.
我就祷告耶稣现在出来吧。
And I'll pray, Jesus, show up.
眼睛张开来。
I open up my eyes.
耶稣没出来。
Jesus didn't come.
全班就哈哈笑，我说哈哈哈哈笑死人了，哪有耶稣
？And then the whole class laughed at me and said, "Ha ha, Jesus doesn't exist."
我回家就在床上大哭。
I went home and I cried.
我不敢跟我爸爸妈妈讲。
I didn't tell my dad.
但是我跟神说。
I told God.
原来你根本不爱我。
Oh, you don't love me.
当我被欺负的时候。
When I got bullied.
你没有为我站出来。
You didn't stand up for me.
所以我后来的生命有一段十年的时间，我是完全离开神的。
There were in my life for 10 years, I left God.
而在这个过程里面的时候，当我2012年，我因为我的第三个孩子出生。
Okay, in 2020, when my third child is born.
我为了下一个世代，我说不能让他们没有看见神迹。
And for my next generation, they must see God's miracle.
不能只是教导他们知识，却没有看见神的大能。
We cannot just teach them knowledge and they never witness God's power.
我想到我小时候受到这样的耻笑，我希望他们站出来说：“耶稣，你来我们教会看，病人得医治，瘸腿开始行走，瞎眼开始看见，你就会相信耶稣在。”
I wish that when I was a child, I'm able to tell my friends if there's like, show me Jesus. I can say, come to my church, and I will show you the lame walk, the dead rise, and the death.God, healed by God. Come and see Jesus.
So 2012年我就决定做这件事情。
So in 2021, I decided to do this.
但是我非常紧张。
I was very nervous.
因为我看到世界上面神的仆人，他们每次要办医治布道会的时候都非常的严肃。
And then I see all the healing evangelists like in all of the world, whenever they're having these events, they're very serious.
他们衣服都要穿得非常的特别。
And they will have like special clothes.
动作一定要像这样。Bill!
And they would say like strange movements.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Boom!
这些我都会。
I all know that I can do this too.
那时候我发现一件事情，我就问了很多有 行神迹的这些牧师们。
So I asked a lot of the pastors who are able to pray for miracles and signs.
他们说你要做这件事，你一定要很一直祷告，一直祷告，一直祷告。
And the pastor said, "Oh, you must pray, 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 pray."
三天不可以吃饭。
Three days you cannot eat.
连你的太太跟孩子都不可以见。
You must not see your wife and your child.
你要全然的跟神在一起。
You have to be completely with God.
你要对圣灵非常的敏锐。
You have to be so sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
我心里就想，我办不到。
I'll say like, "Oh, I can't do this."
我办不到原因是什么？因为我儿子才刚出生。
I can't do it because my son just born.
我回到家里面，我想要准备这个医治布道会的信息。
When I go home, I need to prepare the message for this.
因为所有广告都已经出去了。
Because all the advertisements are out.
你知道，所有的广告都出去的时候，大家都说来聚会就会得医治。
All the advertisement says, "Come and you will be healed."
如果你那时候问我，我说我也不确定哎。
But if you ask me in person, I'm like, "Oh, I'm not sure."
哎，志忠那时候你应该在。对。
And James was there too.
所以。我也不确定有没有人会得医治。
I'm not sure if people will be healed.
然后我让告诉你那三天这个办这个医治布道会前三天发生的事情。
And I'll share with you what happened three days before the event.
你知道我们家三个孩子吗
？You don't have three kids.
最小的才刚出生，需要喂奶，然后四个钟头就会起来，然后要再循环一次，要换尿布，然后要洗澡，所有的一切。
You know, I have three children. The one is just born, and every 4 hours he'll wake up and he have to be fed or be changed and be washed.
在我每一次把他终于放上去可以睡觉的时候，我赶快去打我的奖章。我打了一句之后，他又醒了。
So every time I place the baby down, you're all settled, and I sit down to write my sermon, and then the baby's awake.
然后我就想说，神，我对不起你。
And I feel like God, I'm so sorry.
但是这个儿子是你给我的。
But the son, you gave it to me.
如果我能够好好爱他，我相信你是好好这样的爱我。
I'm sure if I love him well, that you love me also the same.
我做不到所有这一些要隔离、要所有禁食这些的，我做不到。
The people that what they say like the praying, the fasting, I can't do it.
我只想好好来爱你，给我的孩子。
I want to love the child that you have given me.
我过去就把孩子抱起来，帮他换尿布，拍他，让他再睡觉。
So then I care for the baby, change him, and help and hold him.
那三天跟一般的父母在面对新生儿是一模一样的生活。
So the 3 days facing newborn, this just is the same challenge.
我们还有两个大的需要去幼稚园。
And we also have two others, older child that needs to go to preschool.
那三天就叫做一个非常平淡的生活。
The 3 days before the event,
它没有任何 dramatic 的事情发生。
It's very normal, nothing dramatic.
我突然跟龙大战。
And then I'm like fighting with the dragon.
我把龙的头砍下来。
And I slice off the head of the dragon.
So be healed in Jesus' name.
So be healed in Jesus' name.
都没有。
No.
那一天我上到台上
That day I stood in front of the stage.
我的讲章只写了一段
I've only written partially the sermon.
但是我知道天父好爱我
But I know Heavenly Father loves me.
我知道天父好爱那一些 生病的人
And I know the Heavenly Father loves those who are ill.
我忘了讲我在上台前我先下去为每一个病人祷告
Before I get on stage, actually,
他们不知道我是这个讲者
Actually, went and prayed for all the sick, and they actually didn't know I was a speaker.
他们身上都会带一个很大的牌子，上面写的各种病症。
So they have this massive label, that describes the challenges, the illness that they have.
我就看着每一个病症，我说：“神啊，我好难过。”
And then I read the description, diagnosis, and I'll pray to God. I'm so sad.
因为他们真的面对相当大的患难。
Because they are facing such a big challenge.
但是当我阅读这些病症的时候，我越觉得我无能为力。
And then the more I read the diagnosis, the more weaker I feel.
这些不是我可以做的。
Because there's nothing I can do.
我们有非常多的祷告同工，全部下去开始祷告。
There's a lot of prayer ministry team. They went down and prayed for people.
而我全部祷告完一遍之后，我就回到后台。
And I prayed for everyone, and then I went back to the backstage.
我回到后台，我跟神说：“神，没有一个我做得到。”
And then I went to the backstage and said, "God, there's nothing I can do."
但是在你没有难成的事。
But by you, there's nothing impossible.
今天我不是靠着我的能力上台。
Because it's not according to my strength.
我也没有任何东西可以夸耀的。
There's nothing to boast about in me.
我甚至这三天我根本没有进食，我也没有办法好好的祷告。
And there's 3 days I have no time to pray and fast.
但是我知道你渴望要触摸他们，比我还更渴望。
Because I know that you want to touch them more than I know you want to touch them.
你想要拯救他们，比我还想要拯救他们。
You want to save them more than I want to save them.
2000年前，你甚至说你的鞭伤使他们能够得医治，你那时候多么渴望他们现在要得医治。
2000 years ago, you said like your wounds are to heal them. That's your desire. You want to heal them.
我就走到台上。
So I step in front of the stage.
我就开始宣告神的医治。
And I declare God's healing.
那一天， 脊椎侧弯的得医治。
That day, the scoliosis got healed.
耳朵听不见的听见。
Those who are deaf, ears open.
眼睛有各种飞蚊症的或 黄斑部病变各样看不清楚，他开始看见。
There's little eye diseases and they're like spots and things, and they started to see clearly.
而且我们是有医生站在前面帮我们确认的。
We have doctors in front of the stage who are able to confirm.
我跟你讲，我内心真正的想法。
And I'll tell you the truth inside my heart.
在台上虽然看起来很帅
I look handsome on stage.
心里想说，还好神你救了我。
And in my heart, oh, thank God you show up.
这些一个人一个人上来讲他们的病症，然后他们怎么得医治的时候，我在那个地方我不晓得该怎么反应。
You know, one by one, people are coming on stage to testify God's miracle, and I was like, I don't know what to do.
我就想到我小儿子他三岁在学足球的时候，他每次踢进去的时候，他不知道该怎么反应，他就这样。
My three-year-old when he was playing soccer and he scored, but he didn't know how to react, so he was like.
然后我就问他说，你要很开心啊，那你要想好以后要怎么做动作啊。
And then I was like, you should be happy. Maybe you need to think about how you're going to respond.
然后我就放那个所有足球明星一踢进去的时候，每个人说哇，然后哇。
Then I'll show him video clips of all the superstars who score, and they're like, "Wow!"
So my 儿子踢进球之后，他后来已经都有各种动作可以摆出来了。
So now when he scores, he got all these poses that he can do.
结果第一次办医治布道会的时候，我就变这样。
And then the first time when I do the healing evangelism,
你什么疾病得医治
？And I did like that, and I was like, "What did you got healed from?"
我眼睛本来看不见，我刚看见了。
I couldn't see. Now I can see.
我应该要怎么样？呀、yeah! ！结果我不敢。Hallelujah!
My response should be yeah, but then I didn't know how to respond. I was like, oh great, praise God.
那一天，这些见证全部都有拍下 ，YouTube 上面全部都找得到。
All these testimonies are recorded. You can see it on YouTube.
你就可以知道那一天这些疾病得医治时，我在台上我有多么多么的开心，但是我掩藏我的开心。
That day, you can see how happy I was, but then I was actually concealing my happiness.
我那一天只能做一个好像认为我认为我是一个信心的人，我只能说 Hallelujah, 大家一起拍手，把掌声归给神。
And I didn't do one response, which is like, God, He's so good. Let's praise God and give God the praise. But it wasn't my emotion.
我真正的情绪是 Yeah.
But that my true emotion. 真
的太厉害了！哦 ，High five, high five, high five, high five, high five.
My true
那才是我真正的情绪。
That's my true response. It's like, God, you're so awesome. I'm so excited.
慢慢的开始不断的办，不断的办。
And then the more these events are hosted,
我知道一件事情跟我一点都没有关系。
I realize that has nothing to do with me.
当我一转焦点到我身上的时候
，Whenever I shift my focus to myself,
或许那就是神迹停止的时候。
Maybe it's the time that miracles stop.
耶稣走遍各城各乡。
Jesus went through country and cities.
他就动了慈心。
He moved in compassion.
他看到羊流离失所。
He see the sheep without shepherd.
他就开始为他们祷告。
And he prays for them.
很多的时候，我们都着重在于我能做什么。
A lot of times we focus what can I do.
但是真正的信心是你能够做什么。
But true faith is what can you do, God.
我只要跟着你，我就不用害怕。
If only I follow you, then I'm fearless.
因为你是我最大的靠山。
Because you are the biggest rock.
所以每当我仰望你的时候
，Whenever I look onto you,
你就能够成就荣耀的工作。
You can accomplish the great and marvelous things.
所以我开始发现有很多很多的事情
，And I realize a lot of things.
根本都被我们的脑袋限制。
Actually limited by my thinking.
但是信心是超越脑袋的东西。
But faith is beyond our thinking.
它是这边的东西。
It's a heart thing.
你知道天离地有多远
？You know how high is heavens onto earth?
你的脑袋跟你的心就离多远
？It's actually how high your brain is from your heart.
你脑袋所想的
，What you're thinking in your head，
跟你心所认知的
，And the knowing of your heart，
有很大的落差。
It's actually a massive gap.
但如果你可以把你的心高举起来
，But if you can lift your heart high，
超过你的理智
，Above your understanding，
相信他在2000年前所做的
，Believe what God did 2000 years ago，
而且现在就要做
，And He can do it now，
就是现在
，Now，
所有他的鞭伤，你要得到医治
，Because of His wounds that I can be healed now，
因着他所受的刑罚
，And the punishment that He faced，
你要进到平安的里面
，That I can enter peace，
而当你就是这样抓的时候，你就讨神的喜悦了。
And do you know when you do that, you are pleasing to God.
很多时候我们以为我们要做什么东西来讨他的喜悦。
A lot of times we think that we need to do something to earn His love.
他说你只要相信我。
But God says, just believe me.
而且相信我一定赏赐你。
And believe that I will reward you.
就讨我喜悦了。
And you pleases me.
所以爸爸原来喜欢一种孩子，叫做他永远相信爸爸。
Also, the father actually loves the child when the child always believes.
不管前面的困难有多大
，No matter how big the challenge is,
他就会拉拉爸爸的衣服。
He will just pull on the father's clothes.
爸爸，我害怕。
Hey, Dad, I'm scared.
你可以帮我吗
？Can you help me?
爸爸就说 ，Yes.
And Dad said yes.
终于欢迎我登场了。
Oh, thank you for welcoming.
但是你知道，平常的时候，我们都是让圣灵在我们的里面。
A lot of times we have the Holy Spirit inside of us.
他每次都说，当然欢迎我吧。
And the Holy Spirit is like, invite me into your situation.
我们都会说。谢谢，先不用。
I said no, thank you.
现在不需要你。
No, thank you.
我们都知道现在流程是什么。
And we know the procedure.
我们都知道接下来干嘛。
We know what's happening next.
我都知道怎么样考试。
I know how to do the exam.
除非我真的没念完书，我会跟你祷告。
Oh, if I didn't study, I'll pray to you.
如果真的追那个女生追不到的时候，我会跟你祷告。
If I fail in pursuing the girl, then I'll pray.
如果真的遇到了家庭困难的时候，我会跟你祷告。
If I really see a problem in my family, I will pray.
所以你乖乖待在里面就好了。
Or just stay in me.
等我叫你出来的时候，你再出来。
Only come out if I call you.
但是爸爸随时都想要叫我，噔噔。
Actually, the father's heart is always calling me.
圣经上面说，我的臂膀从来没有缩短过。
And the Bible says his arm is not short.
在洪水之上，我仍然作王掌权。
In the storm, he is still enthroned.
随时你以为你在洪水里面的时候，我就把你抓起来。
Whenever you feel like you're in the storm and I can pull you out,
你根本不用害怕。
You don't need to be scared.
但是普遍的人。就把它藏起来。
The majority of Christians just hide.
圣灵不需要啊。
Holy Spirit, we don't need you.
因为我们没有办医治布道会。
Oh, good one. We're not doing healing conference.
所以你其实不需要出来。
Oh, so you're not needed.
所以你有没有发现，普遍的人听到别人生病的时候，普遍的人听到别人生病的时候
，Sorry, when people heard that people are ill,
他有时候因为职责不得不为他祷告。
Oh, it's out of responsibility that I need to pray for you.
然后眼睛就闭着为他祷告。
And I'll close my eyes to pray.
神，那我求你帮帮我吧。
God, please help me.
哦，他需要得医治。
The person needs healing.
求你帮我。
Please help me.
如果你愿意医治他的话，你就医治他吧。
If it's your will, heal him.
从彼得一开始医治那个美门前面的瘸子。
When Peter first healed the
他都没有求神说神，我求你拜托医治他吧。
How did he pray? He said, "Oh God, please heal the person."
他是对着那个瘸腿说，看着我。
And how did he pray? He said, "Look at me."
金和银我都没有。
Silver and gold, I have none.
我把我所有的给你。
But I give you what I have.
Release,
release.
最近肚子有点大，对不起。
Oh, sorry, I have a bit of a stomach recently.
我 release 不是这个膏油哈。
It's not this anointing.
我 release 是住在里面的神哈，因为神说在我里面的比在这世界上面更大。
Because God said what's inside of me is bigger than this world.
但是我们都是来到神面前都穿得非常。的严肃庄重来到他面前。
We come before God and we all put together, you know.
但是神要你稍微夸张一点，让他出来。
Oh, good, but God's like, be more dramatic. Let me out.
你知道你在有限的里面，你限制了无限。
You know that we are limited, but we're limiting the unlimited one.
但是你今天也可以做一个决定，让有限的释放无限。
But we have a choice today. We can let loose the unlimited one.
当你释放无限的时候，无限就能够做所有他要做的事情。
If we unleash the unlimited can do all that he can.
你会惊讶所有的事情就在你面前发生。
You'll be surprised of all things that begin to happen.
那一些病症不是你可以做的。
The diagnosis, healing is nothing you can do.
但是神却做了。
But God can do it.
所以神能够做超乎我们所求所想的事。
That's why God can do what we beyond what we ask and think of.
它不是我们会背的一段经文。
It's not just a scripture that we memorize.
它是要活出来的。
It must be lived out.
而所以，当你相信他必赏赐那寻求他的人，也就是你。
If you believe that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him, that is you.
那你就不用再害怕了。
You don't need to be afraid.
你真的需要金钱吗
？Do you really need gold?
你真的需要
健康吗？
Do you really need health?
你真的希望你的家庭能够和乐吗？
Do you really need the unity in your family?
你真的希望你叛逆的孩子能够回到神面前吗？
Do you really want your rebellious children to come back to God?
所有都不是你可以做的。
All things you can't do.
但是如果你相信他必赏赐那寻求他的人，
If you truly believe that he rewards those who earnestly seek him,
你就是抓着这个赏赐的神，而不是抓赏赐。
You're just grabbing onto him who rewards, not the reward.
你不断抓着赏赐的神说，神啊，谢谢你赏赐我。
You're grabbing onto him who rewards to say thank you that you reward me.
他就把赏赐摆在你的生命当中。
And he places his reward in your life.
你记得新约里面讲到说，那个不义的官不断的去敲打他的门的时候，最后不义的官都应允他。
Remember the parable of the ungodly judge that you keep asking, earnestly asking him, he finally gives.
如果不义的官都可以应允那个不断来的祈求，
if an ungodly judge eventually gave in,
你知道良善的父有多想要回应你的需要吗？
Why is our heavenly Father who loves you? He wants to reward you.
我最后要用一个故事来结束。
Lastly, I want to finish with a story.
我从头到尾都没有讲这篇信息。
I still haven't got into my sermon yet.
但是我们等下再看看怎么样继续走下去。
Then we will see what happens.
我二女儿长得跟我太太一模一样。
So my second daughter looks exactly like my wife.
我最近我太太最骄傲的一件事情。
My biggest pride of my wife.
就是去到她的学校。
Is going to her school.
然后呢，他们一半男生一半女生。
And they're half boys, half girls.
所以一半男生就会跑过来说，姐姐，你是永轩的姐姐吗？
And then half of the boys will come to my wife and say, hey, it's Claire. Are you Claire's sister, which is my daughter's sister?
她说啊，不是啦，我是她妈妈。
Oh, no, I'm his mom. I'm her mom.
她回来就说，老公，你知道吗？他们把我认成是妹妹的姐姐。
Oh, he can come back and say, hey, the kids thought that I'm my daughter's sister.
我就会把我太太脸捧起来。
And I'll hold on to my wife's face.
你永远是我最漂亮的老婆。
You're the most beautiful wife.
那你可以想象，我的女儿长得跟我太太一模一样，大眼睛，然后眼睛这样一直看着我。
And so my daughter, who's like beautiful with big eyes looking at me.
她小时候总是会一步一步这样跑到我面前，她说：“爹爹，爹爹，爹爹，抱抱。”
And then when she was really young, she would always come up to me and said, "Daddy, daddy, give me a hug."
然后呢，我每一次回家的时候，其实是带着非常复杂的情绪，处理了很多的事情，然后非常的累。
Every time when I go home, I actually have very complicated emotion. I'm so tired, so drained.
他只要听到那个铁门的门一打开的声音
，But then the moment she heard the door opening,
他就会爬到我们以前那个我们的家有两层，所以有一个小楼梯在中间。他要从客厅要出来，他必须要爬上那个楼梯。
And then in our house, there's a little stairs before the entrance door. And so she'll have to, from the living room, come up the stairs.
所以她是没有办法一步一步往上，她要一步，然后再一步，然后再一步这样爬上来。
And she's so young that every step she has to struggle a bit, at one step at a time to climb up.
然后我只要一走到门口，她就说啊！
And when I was at the home, at the door, she'll yell and scream, 啊！
爹爹！
Dada,
我好想你哦。
I miss you.
我好想你哦。
I miss you.
我想说到底有多想。
I was like, how much you miss me?
但是我一定会马上蹲下来，跟他眼睛能够一样高。
I quickly go down so that I'm at her level.
我就把她抱在我的怀里面。
And I just hug her.
我就把她抱起来。
And I just lift her up.
她就会一直摸我的脸。
And she keeps touching my face.
她就一直亲我。
And she keeps kissing me.
她就说，她把我的脸捧起来。
And she'll hold my face.
她说，爹爹。
Dad,
你知道吗？
You know,
我最爱你
了。I love you the most.
他的大眼睛这样看，爹爹，我最爱你了。
And has a big eyes looking at me and say, "Oh, Dad, I love you the most."
你知道我心里怎么想？
You know what's my heart?
我如果可以，我要把全世界都给你。
I'll say like, "Oh, if I can, I'll give you my whole world."
所以那个时候，我每一年出国，我都会在airport。The toy store.
Every time when I travel at the toy store, I will get the, yes.
然后 FaceTime 给他选里面哪一个是他要的。
I'll FaceTime and let's say pick a gift.
但其实他重点他都不是要礼物。
But she never wants the gift.
他是要我。
She wants me.
但是我愿意把我所有可以拿到这世界一切都给他。
But I will, if I can, give her the whole world.
今天我再告诉你个秘诀。
Let me tell you a secret today.
天上的爸爸是一样的。
That's our heavenly father.
你有没有过冲到天父面前说，阿爸
？Have you ever rushed up to him? Daddy!
我好想你哦。
I miss you so much.
我等你等好久哦。
I waited for you so long.
快点快点过来，爸爸。
Come here.
你好可爱哦。
You are adorable.
阿爸，你知道吗？
Daddy,
我最爱你。
I love you the most.
天父说，你到底要什么？你
要什么？ What do you want?
你要什么？
What do you want?
全部都给你。
I'll give you everything.
很多的时候，我们太宗教式的去看这位神。
We mustn't look at God in such a religious perspective.
我们忘记了耶稣来是为了要显明这位父。
We forgot Jesus is here to reveal the Father.
如果今天我们可以像耶稣一样看这位父。
If today we can see our Heavenly Father like Jesus,
你就不会这么战战兢兢来到
神的面前。You will not be so serious in front of Him.
难怪神说，爱既完全，惧怕就移除了。
That's why God says, if love is complete, then there is no fear.
当你真知道你被爱的时候，你一点都不会怕了。
If you truly understand that you are loved, you will not be afraid.
你会勇敢地为他冒险。
You will be so courageous.
我想在座的男生应该都经历过。
I'm sure the boys here in the room.
当你喜欢的女生在旁边看你打篮球的时候
，If a girl that you like is watching you playing basketball,
你刹那间就很会。
You suddenly are so skillful.
你会用尽你的全力。
You give it all you got.
你本来跑得没有那么快。
You might not be that fast.
突然间肾上腺素就来了。
You suddenly the adrenaline rush in and you're fast.
哇，你就开始冲。
You can speed up.
你那刹那，你真的以为你是 Air Jordan.
And in that moment, that split second,
你就拿起球来，舌头还吐出来。
You got all the moves.
结果撞到，好没有没有好。
And then crash.
当你被爱的时候。
When you're loved.
你根本不害怕危险。
You're not afraid of danger.
当你被爱的时候
，When you're loved,
你有无穷无尽的力量。
You have unlimited source of strength.
当你被爱的时候
，When you are loved,
你有勇气。
You have courage,
是你本来没有的。
That you didn't have before.
当你被爱的时候
，When you are loved,
你的信心
，Your faith,
胜过一切。
Above everything else.
而这个信心就是 right now 现在的信心。
And that faith is a faith of now.
因为人非有信
，Because with people without faith,
就不能得神的喜悦。
It's impossible to please God.
而这个信心到他面前的时候
，And this faith is
他用他的全然来回应你。
Before God, God will respond to you with all of His being.
好吧，我请敬拜团能够来到台上。
I ask the worship team to come to the front.
好吧，我们一起从我们座位上面起立。
Let us stand.
我们要有一段时间的回应。
Let's have a time to respond.
这是今天早上的第一堂。
This is the first session of today.
我希望预备大家的信心不再是用你理智里面所相信的。
I want to prepare our faith that it's no longer just our concept.
而是心里所相信的。
But in our heart, from our heart.
你不要再被捆绑。
That you're no longer trapped.
不断的限制自己。
To limit yourself.
你要开始走进神所看你的样式。
You will enter into the image that how God sees us.
我知道今天有预备一个回应诗歌，对吗？
No longer slave, right?
Okay, 好吧，我们就一起来敬拜。
Let us worship.
Let's sing.
You unravel.
You unravel me with a melody.
邀请每一个人把你的手按在你的心上。
I ask you to put your hand on your heart.
I am a child of God.
我是神的孩子。
这是生命里面最重要的一个角色。
This is the most important role of your life.
可能我们为人父、为人母、为人妻，或者是为人的丈夫。
Maybe we're a husband, we're a wife, maybe we're already a parent.
或者你是为人的孩子。
Maybe you're a child.
但你永远是神的孩子。
But forever you are a child of God.
在你里面 drive 你的绝对不会是恐惧。
Driving you should never be fear.
应该是爱。
Should be love.
因为爱能够征服一切。
Because love conquers all.
当你知道你是被爱的时候。
When you know you're loved.
你的生命就会进到丰盛的里面。
Your life will enter into abundance.
你就会进到勇敢的里面。
You will enter into courage.
当你知道你的天父是怎么样为你预备。
When you know what your God, Heavenly Father is preparing for you.
你就敢大胆的跟他求。
You can then be courageous to ask.
你就可以大胆的抱他。
You can be courageous to embrace him.
他不会用他的手推开你。
He will not push you away.
他只会张开手拥抱你。
He will only embrace you.
你只需要有一种信心。
You only need a faith.
就是跑到他面前的信心。
That is the faith to run towards him.
他可以把他一切的拥有倾倒在你的身上。
He can give all that he has and pour out to you.
因为他确定了你是他孩子的身份。
Because he knows that you know you are his child.
他就不害怕把一切交在你的手中。
He's not afraid to give everything into your hand.
他爱你。
Because he loves you.
他爱你。
Loves you.
原来信心是在爱中回应的。
So faith is responding to his love.
信心不是明的罗想的把自己生出来的。
Faith isn't just by our effort and our loudness.
信心不是因为音乐所营造出来的。
Faith isn't created by atmosphere or music.
信心不是一种气氛。
Faith isn't an atmosphere.
信心是一种被爱的回应。
Faith is a response to his love.
当你被爱到一个程度，你愿意要回应他。
You love to a point that you want to respond to him.
你的信心就从你的心里面伸出一个手来。
So your faith is reaching out like a hand.
说阿爸。
To say, Abba.
我需要你。
I need you.
我爱你。
I love you.
因为你用永远的爱。
Because you love me with your everlasting love.
因为你是守约施慈爱的神。
Because you are faithful to the ages.
你用你自己的儿子表明了你爱我的心。
You have shown me your love through your son.
不是因为我能够做什么。
Not because what I've done.
而且正好相反，是我什么都不能做。
It's the opposite because there's nothing I can do.
你就来拥抱我。
But you embrace me.
我们都好像那个趴在父母亲身上的 baby.
We're like that baby in the father's embrace.
我们其实没有任何的力量。
There's no effort.
我们连行走都需要爸爸妈妈抱着我们。
I can't even walk. I need to be held.
同样的，来到这位神面前也是一样。
Just like that, when we come to God.
不要再证明你有什么。
Stop proving what you have.
不要再证明你可以做什么。
Stop proving what you can do.
你先来到他面前享受他。
Just come and enjoy him.
因为当你享受到一个程度的时候
，Because when you enjoy to a point,
你一定可以做些什么。
That you will do something.
你一定可以做些带来果效的东西。你一定可以给予一些有能力的东西。
You will have to.
但最先的条件，你需要被爱。
But firstly, you must be loved.
否则你所给出来一切都是恐惧。
Or else everything you give out is fear.
不要从恐惧里面出发给予。
Do not start from fear to give.
不要从恐惧里面来服侍人。
Do not serve out of fear.
不要在恐惧里面出来祷告。
Do not pray in fear.
不要在恐惧里面来读经。
Do not read in the Bible in fear.
你要回到爱的里面。
Return to love.
因为爱既完全，惧怕就被移除了。
Because when love is complete, fear is cast out.
你会开始爱读经。
But you will love to read the Bible.
你会开始爱祷告。
You will love to pray.
你会爱服侍。
You will love to minister.
你会爱你周围的人。
You will love to love people around you.
当你的里面的思想，埃及思想被拿走。
When the concept of Isaac,
迦南就在你前面等你了。
And the promised land is in front of you.
你不再是被奴役的。
You are no longer slave.
你是神的儿女。
You are a child of God.
你不是被奴役的。
You are not a slave.
你是神所爱的儿女。
You are the child of God.
我不再被恐惧奴役。
I'm no longer a slave.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
今天早晨再一次用你的拥抱来拥抱我们。
You embrace us once again with your love.
倾倒你的爱。
Fill us with your love.
无限量的爱。
The unlimited love.
进到我的心里。
Enter into our heart.
使我身心灵都得着健壮。
So my spirit, my mind, and our body is strengthened.
听我们这样的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
是奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
再次给这个阿爸父一个大大掌声，好吗？
哈
利路亚，
哈
利路亚，好不好？坐下之前，跟你旁边人说，勇敢领受天父给我们的爱。
Tell the person next to you, be brave to receive God's love.
我在要把时间交给 Brenda 之前，
请坐。Have a seat, everybody.
我想要再跟你们讲一件事情。
I want to share with you one more thing.
你知道我今天完全没有照我的讲章走，对吗？
You know, I know I didn't read the sermon.
但是回应诗歌是我们之前预备的，对吗？
The songs I prepared ages ago.
我也不记得回应诗歌他最后他的歌词里面到底讲什么。
I forgot what the lyrics is about.
但是当他在唱的时候，他其实在回应我刚刚讲的东西。
But when he was singing, the songs are actually responding to the message.
很多的时候，我们太过重视我们必须要做什么、做什么、做什么才是安全。
So a lot of times we emphasize too much what must we do to be safe.
但是这世界上面有一个唯一安全，就是你只要对向他。
But there's only one safety in this world, that is if we look at Jesus.
可能人用所有的方式预备了所有东西，到最后可能还会出错。
Human beings, we can try our effort to prepare everything, but we can
still make mistakes. 但是当你永远看着神的时候，你不管预备什么，你都会走对。
But if we always look at God and follow God, no matter what you prepare, you will always be right.
所以你必须要让你的心胸更加宽大。
So we must be widen ourselves.
服侍神不是胆战心惊。
Serving God shouldn't be filled with fear.
服侍神是非常享受与他走在伊甸园的里面。
Serving God should be enjoying walking with Him in the Eden.
他永远会指示我们下一步要去什么。
He will guide us each step of the way.
就是跟随他。
Just follow Him.
好吧，再次把掌声归给他。
Let's clap and thank God again.